The story that elicited Holmes's questions and cynical observation was on the front page of every newspaper in England and had already appeared in the press of the continent and America. 4 days ago, the field hockey teams from the very select St. Mary and St. Martha School for Girls had gone on a beach holiday as an end-of-year reward for their excellent season. Their coach and a couple of their teachers had taken them to a pleasant holiday park beside the Channel, just outside of Dover. As fate would have it, in the sight not far from them, a group of senior boys from the all-male Berean Christian Academy in Reading was taking a similar beach holiday. Inevitably, the boys and girls made contact with each other. Details of what took place after that are contradictory, but it seems that on the second night, 12 members of the girls' senior team colluded to meet after midnight with a similar number of boys. To add to the thrill, they agreed to cycle under cover of darkness to the great Dover Castle. They would meet inside the castle keep and, under the full moon on the night of the solstice, wait and see if the ghost of the headless drummer boy would appear on the ramparts. The prospect of having young spines tingled in mixed company was too intoxicating to be missed. It is unclear what next took place. The boy...